Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Kofi. Thank you, Sister Belle. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for putting a desire, a hunger in our heart for righteousness. You said those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Father, we thank you that you will keep us ever hungry, so that we will always be refreshed and nourished by the manna you feed us from heaven. Father, thank you for the obedience of your people to wait upon this altar night and day for the destiny of the nation and your church. Thank you so much for the faithfulness of your people. Father, as we wait on you tonight, empower us by your spirit of wisdom and revelation, Father, to receive understanding, how we can truly manifest the promises and the things that we are believing you for, especially in this season. Have your way tonight. Let your name be greatly magnified. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the encouragement and inspiration that I personally receive from this, because I feel God is raising up a generation that is truly so desperate for more of God and hungry for deep things of God. And thank you also for the faithfulness in prayer, especially as we watch the climate of the nations at this time. This is not a time for believers to fold their hands. This is a time for us to pray so that our prayers can shift things that sometimes people are trying to do in the physical realm out of ignorance. So we thank God for this opportunity we have to partner with God in this hour, in this nation, and the rest of the world. Amen. Tonight, as always, we started this year by really focusing on some characteristics of the Lord's Prayer. But tonight, as we continue, there's something the Lord has been really dealing with me, and I believe it's totally in alignment with the same thing that we've been receiving for the past few weeks. Whenever there is a breakthrough in the Spirit, when God gives us a revelation or allows us to have dreams or have visions or have understanding through a revelation of scriptures or in prayer that we have received a breakthrough, there are ways that God also have shown through scriptures that we can translate the breakthroughs in the Spirit into the physical realm. Because sometimes we pray and we'll continue to pray, but if we don't at some point see the fruit of our prayers in the physical, the fruit of our prayers in the physical, in the natural, sometimes we can get weary. So God, that's why God has given us seasons. There are seasons to sow and there are seasons to reap, so that you'll be encouraged to sow again and reap. So the understanding that we receive from the Word of God empowers us to know how to, the time of prayer, the time of fasting, the time of really pressing into God, and the time of also manifesting the breakthroughs into the physical realm. So I feel to share tonight, this is going to be a prayer point for the season, but it's the area that God is really dealing with me personally. So I'm just sharing something that God is teaching me right now to do, and I'm bringing it so that we all can prayerfully begin to do this. You're already doing it. We're already doing it in some level, but God is calling us to a deeper and a higher level of what we're about to receive tonight. Okay, I'll read a few scriptures that will help with this. The first scripture I want to read is from the book of John. The book of John, chapter 17. It says, "But Jesus answered them and said, My Father walketh, hitherto I walk. And then in John chapter 5, the same John chapter 5, 19, it says, Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, the Son, S-O-N, can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, For what things soever he doeth as the Father, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Jesus is explaining something here, and we must understand that Jesus is the fullness of the expression of God manifested in the flesh, meaning he is the author and is the finisher. He is the perfection of what it really means to manifest spiritual things into the physical realm. And he exemplified that as a Son of God, and gave us that example. So from this scripture, we see that the 3 years Jesus served the ministry was enforced by the 30 years he waited, learning the process of hearing God and obeying. So he did so much work. He manifested so much miracles, more than anyone put together, because the book of John says, if this were written, the books of the world would not contain it. So we see here that this is the revelation Jesus gave. He said he only does what he sees the Father do. And only what the Father does is what he is doing. And he says it's the Father that reveals to him what the Father is doing, and then Jesus does what the Father is doing. So what does that mean? The Father is a spirit, and God is a spirit. So Jesus says he sees what the Father is doing. So he receives in the spirit what is transpiring in the spirit, but then to manifest that in the physical, somebody in the physical has to obey, respond to what is happening in the spirit. So here Jesus says, my Father walk, then I walk. So let's have that in mind, because we all know that scripture. Then I want to read one more scripture and then a final scripture. Then I will explain what the Lord is calling us into this season of prayer to do. This other scripture is in Hebrews chapter 4. It says, verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So we'll look more into what this means. But basically, Hebrews here, Paul was writing, he's talking about the children of Israel. And we'll look more closely into that soon. He's talking about the children of Israel. He said, God gave them a promise, but many of them did not enter into the promise because they did not mix what they heard with action, with obedience, or it says with faith, and they did not enter into that promise, into that rest. So we'll look at that later. Now, the last scripture I want to read is a little bit lengthy, but it's very, very important because it explains itself before we get the revelation of what the Lord is saying to us tonight. So just listen very attentively to the scriptures I'm about to read to you from the book of James, chapter 2. I will begin from the verse 14. It says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith and have not works, that what works there means action or obedience. Can faith save him? Can just faith save him? Verse 15, he gave a story, an illustration. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful for the body, what doth it profit? Verse 17, even so, faith, if it has not works or corresponding obedience, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But without no vain man that faith without works is dead. Verse 21, he gave some, cited some examples. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works? That's faith, obedience. When he offered, not will offer, when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made complete, made perfect. Verse 23, and the scriptures was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Verse 24, you see then how that by works or obedience a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Finally, the last scripture in this verse 26. For as the body, the physical body, without the spirit is dead, so faith without works, or faith without obedience, is dead also. Father, again, I thank you so much for your spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, we are waiting on this line. We're seeking you because we want to see your promises manifested. We want to see your miracles in our generation. We want to see your signs and wonders. We want to see the fruit of prayer. So, Father, give us understanding what you're saying to us tonight. And to you be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The reason that the Lord is bringing this to my, is dealing with me on this, is because he is emphasizing that there is a breakthrough spiritually over the climate of the nation. But for us to see a corresponding momentous breakthrough in the physical realm, both in our personal life and nationally and in the church, in the season we are in, we have to exercise this kind of obedience. So, to give you an example, we're going to use some illustrations to explain these scriptures. There's a very familiar story in the book of 2 Kings chapter 7. It was a time the children of Israel was facing an unbelievable famine. And this famine has affected them. And you all remember I shared with you a few weeks ago that there was a siege in the spirit for there to be a siege in the physical realm by the Syrians to put Israel in the condition where they were. So now the season came, And God spoke to Elisha what was happening in the spirit. See, we talked about Jesus, see, knowing what is happening in the spirit through the Father and exercising that in the physical. Elijah received a clear word of what is transpired in the spirit. A breakthrough has come. God's mercy is reigned, and the siege in the spirit has been broken. So Elijah received that in 24 hours, there will be such a physical manifestation or sign of this breakthrough in the spirit. So he prophesied it. But whenever things happen in the spirit, because we are not angels, God requires physical expressions in alignment. Jesus says, my Father walk, then I walk. I do what I see him do. So he is the physical, he is the one that puts physical manifestation to that which is happening in the spirit. So God needed that to be done. But Elijah prophesied, but guess how did God manifest the breakthrough? He used four lepers that did not receive the prophecy. They didn't know anything about the prophecy. They did not receive a revelation. They just had a quickening. And that quickening brought them in alignment with the direction of what God is doing. The alignment was for them to move towards the camp of the enemy. And as they moved, God was needing physical step towards the camp of the enemy. And as he found these vessels, regardless of their condition, he found physical vessels quickened to move in that direction. The Bible says the moment they took the first step, that's the moment the angels were already walking before them in the camp of the enemy. If you read the story, the only result was because of the corresponding action in the physical, there was a manifestation of a breakthrough when they got to the camp. That's one illustration. There was a breakthrough in the spirit, but God needed obedience, action, corresponding action in the physical. Another example is the life of Jehoshaphat. You all remember Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was a king of Israel that always wants to hear the word of the Lord. And he was confronted with a very vast army that surrounded them. Can you hear me? Oh my. Oh, this horn. Okay. Can you hear me now? Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
Yes, we hear you.
You can hear me now. Okay. I don't realize. Okay.
Yes.
I don't remember where I got disconnected, but the example I'm giving about this scripture to help us understand faith, what God is calling us in this hour, is when there is a breakthrough in the spirit, there has to be a corresponding physical action, alignment with what is happening in the spirit to manifest in the physical. So a good example was in the days of, I talked about 2 Kings, about the lepers. As they moved in obedience towards the camp of the enemy, there was a breakthrough, a manifestation in the physical. Now also, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, was a man that really likes to hear from the Lord. It's one thing to go into a time of fasting, time of prayer. He was faced with a very difficult situation. And during that situation, he had a major confrontation and a siege of the eastern nations wanted to attack him. And out of fear, Jehoshaphat started praying, started seeking the Lord. And as he was praying and seeking the Lord with the children of Israel, there was a word from the Lord. Jehoshaphat, you don't need to fight in this battle. Just go with worship, go with praise, go towards this direction, and you're going to see the results. You don't need to fight in this battle. So that's the word of the Lord. But why did that word come? Because in the spirit, God is giving breakthrough. God has heard their prayers and their fasting has cleared the spiritual atmosphere. But now they needed to activate the manifestation of this breakthrough into the physical realm. And so God had to speak through a prophetic voice to give an understanding the action they need to take. If that breakthrough came, none of them received anything, none of them saw anything, they would have been sitting there thinking, oh, we've been praying, we've been fasting, nothing is happening. So God had to use somebody that had a prophetic understanding to bring about a movement. So when the prophet spoke and said, this is what the Lord is saying, and this is what you ought to do, because you don't need to fight, meaning the battle has been won already in the spirit. So what manifested victory in the physical realm was when they started moving in the flesh towards the camp of the enemy based on the instruction they received from the Lord. And they moved in that way, and victory was given. They got there, the enemy was gone. That's a mighty, but the victory started in the spirit after they prayed. Another example was, we're talking about faith with works, not just faith alone. Now, another example was, God gave Joshua a promise, the children of Israel promise, after they crossed Jordan. An angel came and told him, he says, listen, the victory has already been given. Even Rahab felt it. Rahab knew that God is giving them victory because they can feel the men of Jericho, the men of that land, they were trembling. When the time came, God told them, the victory is already yours. This is all you need to do to release that victory into the physical realm. And he told them, gave them instructions to walk around Jericho and to shout, to do this. That's all. And they did that. And that's when the Jericho wall fell and things started shifting. Now, another example about when God is already giving victory, if you don't receive the understanding to activate that in true obedience in the physical, you will think nothing has happened. Was the days of Esther. We talk about that a lot. Esther, you all remember there was a major crisis. The handwriting of darkness was against Israel. And the situation was a life and death. And Esther was led to call for a 3 days prayer and fasting. They mobilized Israel. They prayed. After 3 days of prayer and fasting, they believed. Esther believed, based on the unction she received, that the breakthrough has come. But what happened? You don't see results in the physical until God sees action in the physical. So the breakthrough has taken place in the spirit, but nobody knows it. The breakthrough started manifesting until Esther moved towards, by faith, stepped in towards the direction of obedience. Now, if you listen to all the areas I'm telling you now, it is a very dangerous and foolish thing to do if God has not led you in that direction. It looks foolish. It looks like you're committing a suicide. It looks like, because Esther was moving in a direction that is condemned by death, by judged by death. She moved in that direction because she received an inspiration of the Lord to move in that direction based on the breakthrough after 3 days and three nights fasting. So again, I'm emphasizing, when a breakthrough has taken place in the spirit, what is holding physical manifestation? Another example is the life of Moses. Specifically in this area, Moses, God is already giving him instruction. Go back to Egypt. All the people that seek your life has been dead. Go back to Egypt, because this timing of the Lord has come, like he spoke to Abraham. So Moses went, and you saw God was just moving. Every step Moses took, Pharaoh would resist it. But every resistance met the hand of God. So God really cleared the spiritual atmosphere and was dealing with the powers of darkness as Moses was obeying. But now there came a point where the final breakthrough came for them to come out of Egypt. So there's enough evidence here that God is doing something. So God spoke to Moses, and this is the instruction he gave to Moses. He says, go in this direction, that is towards the Red Sea. He gave him instruction to go, but he told him why. He says, this direction you're going will bring the final destruction of Pharaoh. This direction you're going will wipe out Pharaoh, and this direction you're going will give you a breakthrough to where you're going. So now I just paraphrase those to make it simple. So you all know the story. Moses moved towards that direction. You can read it in the book of Exodus, chapter 12 to 14 there. As Moses obeyed and moved in that direction, what happened? That step of obedience activated and caused the enemy to come. It attracted the enemy's forces. Not only did it attract the enemy's forces because God gave him that direction to move. Now, understand this, there's a breakthrough in the spirit. It is the obedience in the physical that reveals the miracles. So as Moses was moving out of obedience, out of instruction, because God is saying, I've cleared the spiritual realm, you just go and see what happens in the physical. Pharaoh will be physically taken out. So as Moses obeyed, guess what happened? Now there is a conflict between the mindset of the physical and those that are really stepping out in the action of faith. And the mindset was, they looked and they saw the armies of Pharaoh coming. And then they looked in front of them, it was the Red Sea. Now, when you are faced with an army raging towards you, and you're faced with the Red Sea, it's impossible for you to physically believe you heard from the Lord. So Moses knew his heart from the Lord, but the reaction of the people in their mindset, in their unbelief, forced Moses to go back to prayer. God said, Moses, this is not the time to pray. You don't cry to me. You just keep going. Your obedience will release what is required at this time. It is not prayer time. The breakthrough is already there, but your obedience will create the miracle. So, again, you see that point where Moses wanted to pray. God said, no, don't pray. You obey. Just move on. But what forced him to want to do that? Because in the physical realm, obviously, any man looking in the physical and those who are not hearing in the spirit, they will think that's the worst disaster. Moses has lost his mind. He's really brought them to a place of death. And that's what he said. You brought us here to die instead of dying in Egypt. But God said, what the victory in the spirit with the obedience in the physical realm, this is the end of the enemy for you. So Moses obeyed God. Again, you see a corresponding action based on hearing clearly from the Lord about the victory in the spirit. As Moses moved the Red Sea part, the miracle happened. Just by obedience, by his steps, moving towards and lifting his staff, the Red Sea parted. And Pharaoh, that was the end of Pharaoh. That's why we say the enemy you see today, you never. That was Pharaoh's nightmare. It was gone. So we see here what James is saying in the book of James. He used an illustration, a physical illustration, to explain a spiritual principle. He said, if you're praying for somebody that is starving, is hungry physically, and you say, be filled and be warmed, he says, what does it profit that person? He said, but if you give that person food to eat without prayer, you have answered the person's prayer. Your action of faith is more than just revelation and prayer at this point. So he went further to explain this principle. He says, what does it profit if you had faith and not obedience or works? Can faith save alone? Then he says, even so, faith, if it has not obedience or works, is dead, being alone. What do we call dead religion? Or what do we call religion today? Religion today, or where we are as believers, is not the problem, is not God. Our hindrances are not so much the devil after we prayed. The problem is our mindset in the area of obedience, in the area of stepping out by faith. Now, he says, when we receive a prophecy, when we receive a word from the Lord, When we receive a vision or a revelation saying, this is what God is revealing, he's saying, without a corresponding understanding of what we are to do in the physical realm, he says, that thing is dead. It's a waste of time. It's not going to happen. Elisha prophesied, but he did not carry out the action that caused the breakthrough. It was four lepers. Why did God use four lepers? And in this story, God put Abraham and Rahab on the same platform. He talked about Abraham, the father of faith, that obeyed, did an action when God spoke to him that caused a major miracle for Abraham today to be who he is. And then God, in the same vein, brought a harlot and put on the same level because the harlot obeyed God in a time when God needed a vessel to obey. Spies were saved by this harlot, and the harlot knew by faith that God has given Israel their place. And there was anybody that protests, they were looking for these spies, anybody that kept them would die. So the harlot, knowing that her life, she would die, but by faith, she saw what God was doing and what God was about to do. She aligned herself in the physical, contrary to that, with what God is doing and what God was going to do. So by faith, she obeyed, kept the saved, protected the spies. Though in the physical her life would die, she would die. By doing that, partnering with what God is doing, or seeing what God is doing, sensing what God is doing, agree with that, she saved her family and the rest of her kindred and became the lineage through which Boaz was born and became the lineage through which Judah and David and all the, and Rahab became the alignment also that led to the tribe that Jesus came from. So what he's saying here, when the time comes for God to do something, especially to manifest results in the physical, he's just looking for physical vessels to come in alignment with what he is doing to manifest breakthrough. Abraham, a final example here from just giving this illustration. God did not, when God told Abraham to sacrifice his daughter, sacrifice his son, Abraham was given 3 days to change his mind. But Abraham made up his mind from the beginning and just kept moving in the direction of what God showed him. Kept moving. God did not say at that point, Abraham, well done, I see your heart. He moved up to the mountain. God did not say, well done. He moved up to the point where the Bible said in James, he truly offered his son. What does that mean? Abraham got to the point where he really did to the last dot what God said by action. And then God stopped him and says, now you have fully obeyed me. You really laid Isaac on the altar from your heart. And now you are really an example of the future and the destiny, which is between Jesus, you know, as he exemplified the life between God and Christ on the cross. And Isaac became the seed through which Israel now multiplied to become a nation. So you see how here he says, show me thy faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Here he's saying, I will rather, like the four lepers, be led, my steps be ordered by God, be aligned by God to manifest results, than to just have all this word of the Lord, word of the Lord, word of the Lord, revelations and breakthroughs, and never really step out by faith to see how these things can manifest. You know, there are seasons, you know, like I said, many of us have seen all this. These things have happened to us in smaller measures in our lives, some of you in the bigger measures, but God is calling us to this season to walk both by faith, meaning with obedience. There were seasons that in my life I have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, fasted, and I keep saying, God, I've not seen this thing, but thank God for his mercy. He will quicken and allow me to step out into an open door. This open door, it says, follow this open door. So I'm praying for something to happen. I'm waiting for that thing to come to me. But doors open. Until I walked through those doors, I was shocked. One thing led to the other, one thing led to the other, and there was a major breakthrough. It was a major breakthrough. I want to give one simple, you know, there are so many examples I can give of big things, but to God be all the glory. But I want to give one small example to give you an illustration, the example that most of you were familiar with. In January, we received a prophetic word about 24-hour worship. We started praying about, what do we do about this word? See, that's where I'm coming to with this. We pray. And God started giving us bits and pieces what to do. So we felt, okay, it's going to be in D.C. We received the, you know, direction is D.C. The next thing is venue. It has to be in the middle of D.C. there. When we received that, we didn't have any way we could make provision for the venue. And time was really drawing near. So we were praying, we were seeking God, we were praying. All of a sudden, God opened a door for us to go to Washington, D.C. for a prayer, meeting with some leaders. The way the door was open, we felt the need to go to D.C. for that meeting. And God allowed that open door. It was when we went to that meeting that the person that was to host us was sitting in that place. And it was there the person said, I have the place you need. He said, it's all for you. We're ready. And that's how God opened the door to the very venue we used just last minute. But it took obedience going all the way from Tennessee to a meeting in D.C. that we shouldn't have even attended. But we said, let's go to this meeting. It was that obedience. God already has a place prepared. And that opened the door. So there are so many illustrations like that. And finally, let me explain about the mindset. You see, there was a breakthrough, like I was saying, when the children of Israel and when Moses came to Egypt. It was a season. God says, it's time. So God removed whatever the siege has been over Egypt that has made Egypt keep the children of Israel in bondage for so long. So God removed that in the spirit, but how do they come out in the physical realm? Moses kept obeying God. Moses kept obeying God because he's been already trained that he's overcome. So he's now stepping out by faith and he was getting results. But now as they came out of Egypt, God now wanted to train the children of Israel on the power of not just hearing promises, not just believing breakthrough in the spirit, but how to activate that into the physical realm. So God now allowed them to go through the wilderness. So God allowed them, you see, God will say, it will show them obstacles. But these obstacles, God is already telling them, I'm taking you to the promised land. The children of Israel had a mindset. They see obstacles, they see the physical, they begin immediately to react to the physical. But already God says, here is an evidence for you. The cloud is with you by day. The fire is with you by night. You see it with your physical eyes to show you that I am over you. There is a clear breakthrough. I am your God. I'm with you. You are now out of the umbrella of Egypt. You are under my umbrella. I am here to perform. Meaning the atmosphere, there's a clearance in the spirit. There is no hindrance in the spirit. So now all God wanted was their action in the physical. How did God test them? He uses natural obstacles. When the spiritual clearance was there, he uses natural obstacles to cause them to step up by faith and see natural miracles. Every step God would show them obstacles, they said, let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back to Egypt. And that's why Hebrews says they did not enter their promise because they never acted on the revelations they received. They did not mix their word that they received with action, corresponding faith. And they never entered into the promise because they had a mindset of unbelief. Meaning, they came out of They came, they had an atmosphere of breakthrough, but they still kept the same mind they had in Egypt. So this is where God is speaking to us. We've been praying, we've been fasting, we've been seeking God, and the Lord started using various things to show me that the siege, spiritually, things are being broken over the spiritual climate of the nation. And God is calling us prophetically to begin to really pray, to begin to really direct the spiritual traffic of the nation, no matter what we see in the physical, but also to begin to pray like Jesus did. God, show us how to be in alignment with the direction you're going. Because our obedience in the physical is going to release miracles in the natural. But we need to know where the wind is going. We need to know where God is going. So that's the season we are in. We've received the breakthrough in the spirit. Now we need to start praying. God, show us where you want. What do you want us to do? How? And God will start beginning to speak to us. He will start giving us dreams and directions. But we really need to know that we know in the mouth of two or three witnesses that God has spoken. God has given directions. And then we follow these instructions, like I just exemplify with things in the Bible, we will begin to see corresponding miracles and breakthroughs. This can be personal with your job. This can be personal in your home. This can be personal with your personal expectation. This can be also with your ministry. This can also be with your city and can be with the nation. But we are in the time now where God is restoring the church to the faith that causes miracles to happen. We can no more be hearers only. We can no more be visionaries only. We can no more be people prophesying only. We need to seek God for corresponding direction, and we need to step out. And let me tell you this about faith. Everyone, I gave you an example now. The reason we don't step out by faith is every direction God tells them to go looks very dangerous and looks like a risk in the physical. So that's why, as long as we keep walking by sight, and we are praying, and we say, we sound shofars, breakthrough, we fasted, we prayed, we can shout, we can do all we want. James says, all that will not profit until God finds a people who believe, are persuaded that the direction God is leading will lead to the miracle. So that's the season we are in. That's the season we should be praying for. That God has given a clearance in the spirit and open heaven. Now what do we do with it? Let's be like Esther. Let's be like the four lepers. Let's be like Moses. Let's be like Joshua. Let's be like the examples of the people of faith. That now, as God reveals to us, and you get clarity. I'm emphasizing clarity, because sometimes when God really speaks and is clarified, the direction he will ask you to go, 20,000 people will tell you, you are crazy, you're stupid. So the only way you can prove them wrong is when you obey, it's really God, you see a breakthrough, and God will vindicate you. And this is the moment that God has to vindicate the sons and daughters of Zion. And it's time for us to now walk by faith and no more by sight, and to believe the prayers we're praying are receiving breakthrough. But our obedience in the physical realm is where the miracles will be. So let's pray. Let's keep that in prayer. Let's have this mindset, because we are now in the season for the miraculous. We're now in the season to really speak into the destiny of this nation. And we're going to start seeing manifested results. I could share with you two or three other testimonies, but I just want to challenge you of what God is doing. There are things that I've had mindset in the past, and I just thought I can't do them, and I left them because there were obstacles. God is telling me in this season, step out. And as I'm stepping out, I found out that those things are not really obstacles. They were not really there. You know, these are personal things. So I really believe that some of the things you think, the enemies you thought they were there, the seed you thought they were there, I think this season has come. Those things you thought they were holding you back, those things you thought they were hindering you, believe that there's a clearance in the spirit and begin to step back in obedience as you hear from the Lord and watch what God is about to do in your life, so that you'll be encouraged as you see results. If you take one step today and see a miracle, it will be easy to take two steps tomorrow. So Father, we thank you for what you are doing. You are faithful. You are God. You are mighty, you are awesome. But Father, the time has come where we should be fully persuaded. We will be believers and not hearers only. Father, you are looking for Esther's. You are looking for Joshua's. You are looking for the Moses. You are looking for the Joseph's. You are looking for people in this hour that will clearly know and be fully persuaded they've heard from you. And they are willing to take the corresponding step, no matter what it looks like in the physical, for miracles again to be the testimonies of believers. Signs and wonders follow those who obey you at this level. Father, you're restoring that. May we be the people you will use to restore a season of hope to this generation. In Jesus' name, amen.